Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV. 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM in Richmond. We are streaming live on the free Odyssey app, and you can watch us on the Monumental Sports Network, brought to you by Crop Metcalf. They're the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. It's Bish, Cakes, EB, and JP. Join us right now on the Rude Guest Hotline, Rude's most reliable heating and air conditioning products in the DMV. It's Mike Loxley, Terps head football coach. Presented by IT Cadre. Trusted insight from trusted insiders, IT Cadre. Hey, Coach.
Coach.
What's up? How you guys doing?
Can you believe the season is here? It's finally here.
Yeah, I can. It's been about 275 or 76 days since we last played. And a lot of us around Jones Hill House are excited about the rebirth, the restart of a new season and what it brings.
Yeah. How do you feel about the year? Like, you personally, as a coach, you know, this is your profession. Last year obviously wasn't a good one. The quarterbacks, you know, are gone from last year. You got a freshman quarterback. We're going to talk about him in a second. But how do you feel? How do you feel about the upcoming season?
I really like, our chances. And the reason I like it is because of the foundation that we've been able to put down. And you know, a year ago, as we talk about, you know, we won't be defined by last year with this 2025 iteration of Maryland football, but we'll be defined by the present. And the present is we have some really talented young players. The present is we've got about 64% of our guys that have never suited up for us. But we think and we know that this is a team that I think will get better with each and every week, because when you're a young team, you don't necessarily know what you have until you go through some stuff, and I'm sure this team is built the right way and has a strong foundation.
I remember last time we had you on, you talked about, or maybe it was just an interview you did with someone, I thought it was with us, we talked about, you know, it was a learning experience trying to manage NIL and everything and keep everybody sort of on the same page. What did you learn from last year regarding all that stuff and that you're putting into effect this year?
I learned that I need to have enough resources to where you pay everybody, pay all the people that have the opportunity to help us create value for our program. And, you know, a lot of times when, you know, the first part of my quote was I lost my locker room, but they left off it, you know, for 100 and however many years college football has been around, every player had the same scholarship. The scholarship was worth the same to everybody. And for the first time in college football landscape, now all of a sudden I have to teach 18 to 22 year olds how come he doesn't have what little Billy has, and they learn very quickly that you have to create the value to get what little Billy has. And that was a learning curve, because most of these kids weren't used to that. They all had the same scholarship check regardless of the position they played, regardless of how well they played. And this was a learning lesson for them, but the learning lesson for me was I had to have anticipated this and figured out a way to navigate it prior to just all of a sudden unraveling the way it did.
Coach, I know you probably won't get into numbers, but you talked about having the resources since the rules are a little different this year than they were last year. How much better was that for your roster now that you can spend some more money on some of these players?
Yeah, I mean, it's yet to be determined, because obviously we have revenue share, which is a baseline that everybody gets.
Right.
And last year we did not have it, which is why, you know, I was excited and pivoted to where, you know, if you look at how this roster has been constructed, it would be equivalent to going through the draft, where you draft players and you get them on rookie deals to where, you know, it allows you to afford them. But once they establish themselves and what they can do, you know, that's where we struggled a year ago, because a lot of the players that we were developing that were young, you know, had opportunities to go elsewhere. And when you don't have the resources, which a year ago we were probably in the bottom, the bottom two or three. I don't know what everybody else's NIL situations are, but all I've ever asked anybody here on campus is to put us in the middle. If you get me in the middle, as I've shown, when things are similar or equal, we went to three straight bowl games, won three straight bowl games, which hadn't been done here. And so the only ask I've ever had is, hey, don't expect championships if you're resourcing me at the bottom. And I can tell you that Damon Evans, my predecessor, tried to do what he could to provide the resources. And I can tell you that Jim Smith, who we brought in, who has a background in what I call the business of football and not necessarily football business, even though he spent a lot of time with the Atlanta Falcons, he's got a great vision for what we need. And so I can tell you it's better than what it was a year ago, where we rank, where it is. All I've ever asked is if you put me at 8, 9, or 10 in this 18-team league, then you can judge me.
Mm-hmm. Coach Locks, we know you've been coy with naming a starter. We don't expect you to do that here, but you've got a lot of youth in
but
that.
But he can if he wants
can
to.
If you want. I mean, you're more than welcome to. I know
how much NIL money y'all gonna get.
But you do have a lot of youth in that quarterback room. You got Malik Washington, a freshman. You've got at least two redshirt freshmen in there. Justin Martin is a transfer. He's the guy with the most experience. Talk about just how green that quarterback room is and what it's been like coaching them up over the summer.
Yeah, it's an inexperienced quarterback room, but it sure is pretty talented. And you know, obviously the addition of Pep Hamilton coming here to help us reset this thing on offense has been very beneficial, as Pep is one of the best, if not the best, quarterback coaches. You know, he's coached guys like Alex Smith, and he coached Andrew Luck, and he had Justin Herbert. So dealing with rookie young quarterbacks, which he has, and as well as myself, having had a freshman by the name of Jalen Hurts and a true freshman Tua Tagovailoa in my resume, we have the experience of dealing with an inexperienced quarterback and being able to manage how we bring whoever we name the starter along throughout this season.
Now, you guys have had good receivers over the years. I think you lost your top two receivers. What should we expect? I think you brought over a transfer from Georgia State. What should we expect from the Terps wide receivers?
Yeah, you know, that's a position group that we know a little bit about. We've had some great ones that have played in this system, whether it's here, my three different stints, or whether it's other places I've been. And have no doubt that we feel like we've brought in the right kind of guys to complement whoever the quarterback is to be able to be give us a chance to make plays on the perimeter, which we've always had. I really like you know bringing in a Jahlil Farouk from Oklahoma, Caleb Webb from Tennessee. You throw Octavian Smith Jr., who's been a stalwart for us since his freshman year, making big plays, and then the addition, like you said, of Dorian Fleming, our tight end. We have the weapons, inexperienced, but very talented, and we get a chance to see, really evaluate them against a FAU team that will be coming in here, and they've got a lot of new people, and mm-hmm. it'll be a great first showing to see who we are, to start to see who we are.
So with Malik, you know, just kind of watching highlights from his days at Spalding, what kind of player is he? Dual threat, I assume, just based on the highlights that I'm reading. He's a big kid, 6'4"-ish, right? 6'4", maybe 210 or so. What kind of arms does he have? Were you impressed with him in camp? And talk to us about Malik.
Yeah, well, the good thing is obviously Malik, Christian, and Justin, J. Martin, K. Mart, as we got two Martin guys in the back, the quarterback room. All three of them are, as I've said, similar stature. They're all 6'5 guys that are 230 pounds. They all have the ability to extend plays with their feet athletically. But the thing I've been so impressed about all three of them is their ability to make the throws that are necessary to open the field. You know, I've been places where you couldn't work the entire 53 yards of a football field because you don't have the arm strength. But they all three have, as I like to say, the same genre of skill. When you talk specifically about Malik, the thing that's really jumped out to me is the maturity that he has shown as a true freshman. I hate comparing, but I've said this. Having been there with a true freshman and Jalen Hurts, Jalen grew up a son of a coach, so he was always around adults and was kind of an old soul. Well, Malik kind of has that feel for me. It's a maturity there that you see, and I think that lends itself well for playing that position if, in fact, he becomes the guy.
And what about the run game? All right, is Nolan Ray right now the number one RB? Is it going to be a committee?
We've always played a couple of guys, and if, you know, Nolan is obviously the guy that has the most experience that's returning. Between him and DeJuan Williams, we see those guys as, you know, 1A, 1B. You'll see a lot of both of those guys, as we've always done that position group. But I can tell you, Nolan is finally probably as healthy as he's been since he's been here. He's a guy that missed, you know, his senior year with a meniscus, and then his last year he was not 100%. He ended up having some medical work done this off season that I think will allow him to really be the best version of himself as a running back for us because he's finally healthy and we've been able to get him get his body right.
Mm-hmm. So you mentioned playing Florida Atlantic. They bring in a whole new coaching staff. Zach Kittley, who I believe is the OC at Texas Tech. When he comes in, they bring in a bunch of transfers. I think their quarterback is, I assume he's going to be the start of this kid, Caden Veltkamp, who we brought in from Western Kentucky, right?
Yeah, it came from Western Kentucky. Yeah. The Texas Tech, you know, Coach Kittle has a background with the Texas Tech.
They're just going to throw it all over the field, it seems like.
Well, you know what? Here's the misconception because, you know, Cliff Kingsbury, who's right across the river here from us, mm-hmm. is a Texas Tech guy, but they do know how to run the football. They just do it out of a spread sets, which we know a little bit about. But, you know, their air raid have been an air raid system is what his background shows, which is the Mike Leach invented system where – They sell you on that they're throwing it all over the place, but they treat, you know, the quick screens, the bubbles, the noun screens as runs. And then as you open up your coverages and spread you out, they put themselves in position advantageously number-wise to be able to run the ball. So, you know, we got to do a good job of limiting and tackling well on the perimeter, but also getting our hands up. And you probably won't get a bunch of sacks against this style of system because they get the ball out quick.
Right. And they've got a bunch of new players. I mean, new coaching staff comes in, a bunch of new guys just kind of looking at their depth chart right now.
Yeah, they're I think, one returning starter
wow.
all three phases. But they've got some players, like you said, Caden Veltkamp. And, you know, some of the things they do scheme-wise is really creative in that the way they create angst on a defense is through tempo, through using all 53 and a quarter of the football field, the width of it, so that they can get really good players. And again, they're located in a hotbed for speed and talent down in Florida, in the South Florida area. They try to get their speed and space, and that's where we've got to do a great job of tackling and getting the ball on the ground on defense.
Mm-hmm. You're avoiding Ohio State. You're avoiding Penn State. All right, you got to play Michigan. And I know there's no easy outs in the conference, but just kind of talk about the Big Ten schedule in general that you're seeing. Your first game in conference will be up in Madison on September 20th.
Yeah, I mean, the Big Ten from top to bottom, as we all know, is the best, if not one of the best football leagues there are in the country.
Mm-hmm.
And there's no doubt being able to finally maybe miss a couple of these teams. I think all three of the teams from our league that made the playoffs we don't have, but there's nobody sitting back here saying, phew, as if we don't play a Nebraska, a Washington, a Wisconsin, a Michigan, Michigan State to end the season. So there'll be no easy days, but you know what? We don't expect there to be easy days. That's why we joined this league. That's why we recruit the way we recruit, because we want to play against the best, and there's no doubt. Our schedule, I think, you know, fits kind of what this league is all about, is that on any given Saturday, anything can happen, and we've got to put ourselves in the position to be on the right side of the ledger this year like we were able to do, you know, for three straight years.
You still having fun, Coach?
First game, and there are just so many unknowns.
Yeah.
So many unknowns about, you know, who we are as well as the opponent, but this is the feeling you get as a coach and kind of as a parent where you just want your children to do well. And they've put in so much work over the last 200 and however many days it's been. And you just want them to go out, play well, do well, show well to prove themselves and to prove ourselves right.
That's one of the greatest quotes of all time.
It's a good one.
We're going to have to cart that up.
But it was good.
Yeah, we might have to bleep it, but we're replaying that. That's a great quote. Thank you.
No doubt.
Well, good luck, Coach. Hopefully we can talk to you a few times this year. But we're just happy that the season's here. And we don't have to talk about Terry McLaurin signing a contract anymore. We can start focusing on games, both pro and college.
You got it, man.
All right. Best of luck, man.
All right. Thank you, Coach. Appreciate it, buddy.
Yep.
It's Coach Mike Locksley, presented by IT Cadre. Trusted insight from trusted insiders, IT Cadre.
By the way, perfect weather conditions for the game. High of 78 on Saturday. No chance of rain. And it's not going to be 105 degrees, what it feels like sometimes when you go to a Terps game in late August or early September.
No, it's
maybe I'll go. And
good conditions.
My son's starting college, but then I feel like I'm getting in his way in the first couple of days. the first couple of days, meet new friends.
Let him do his thing. Go to a game in a few weeks.
Daddy can't be there.
You don't
want to
be a helicopter dad.
Yeah. When he sees his new floor mates and everything.
Yeah.
Unless you're getting them beer.
Then that always goes over well. That's big. It's a good thing. I don't know if it's good, but it's a bonding thing.
The rite of passage. It's what happens.
1-800-636-1067 is the number. Coming up next, we'll open up EB's entertainment page. Don't go anywhere.